It's time now for postseason high school athletics here on 96.9 The Pulse. Today's game is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network. To stream live coverage of today's game, head to msesports.net or download our free app. Just search for the MSC Radio app. And now, let's head to today's game here on 96.9 The Pulse.
And we are back here on The Pulse and the MSC Sports Radio Network and excited to bring you our continued coverage of the Kansas State High School Baseball Championship Tournaments and the state semifinals here today on The Pulse representing the 2-1-A classification. And again, four spots left, two up for grabs. The state championship game is on the line for the winner here today. Well, we got the 4 seed and number 4 ranked Rossville Bulldogs, a record of 24-4 overall. Boy, they were dominant in their victory over Marmaton Valley in the quarterfinals earlier this week. On the other side, in front of the Dogs here today, the number 1 seed and number 1 ranked Thomas More Prep Monarchs. They come in with a record of 28-1 overall, and they have been very dominant since the start of the regional tournament just north of a week ago. We're excited to bring you our coverage here today. I want to thank all of our great sponsors as we are live and on location at the beautiful Toyton Family Stadium in Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University. Of course, alongside Jake Spaulding, Seth Tollefson, our studio producer, I'm Brandon Tamman joining you here today. Let's get to the lineups real quick. We're due for the patriotic timeout momentarily, but right now we'll get to the lineup cards. For Rossville here today, Jacoby McDonald leading it off. He'll be at third base. Connor Bush will follow. He will be in right field. Cannon Mitchell, the shortstop, he will bat third. Cam Miller, the cleanup spot, he'll be out in center field. Cale Horrock will bat fifth. He'll be in left field. Cooper Meyer, the catcher, he will bat sixth. Cole Graves, a freshman, by the way, batting seventh. He'll be at second base. Jordan Martinek, the sophomore, at first base, batting eighth. And Cale Horgan, the pitcher today for the Dogs, rounding it out, batting ninth for Rossville. So again today, McDonald at third, Bush and right, Mitchell at short, Miller the center fielder, Horrock in left, Meyer catching, Graves at second, Martinek at first, and Horgan is the pitcher. We step aside the TMP lineup in the opening pitch is coming your way next. It's high school baseball on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball live and on location in Manhattan, Kansas. Point and Family Stadium, home of Kansas State University, sites of the Class 2-1A State Baseball Championship Tournament, and a semifinal today here on the Pulse featuring Thomas More Prep and Rossville. We got you the Bulldogs lineup right before that timeout. Let's get you TMP's lineup. Again, the number one seed and number one ranked squad in the state. And they look like this here today against Rossville. Ian Nels, a senior first baseman, he'll lead it off. Carson Lyles, he'll toe the slab today, batting second, the senior pitcher. Grant Nels, a sophomore third baseman, he will bat third. Ty Schmiedler, the center fielder and junior Kentucky commit as well. We'll talk about him throughout the broadcast. He'll be in the cleanup spot. Caden Dinkle is a senior catcher. He will bat fifth. Logan Ballman, the junior shortstop, batting sixth. You got Jacob Seib, the junior second baseman. He bats seventh. Connor Bright, senior right fielder, batting eighth. And Nash Dreiling, a sophomore left fielder, rounding it out for the Monarchs here today. So, again, Nels at first. Lyles pitching. Grant Nels at third. Of course, Ian the first and leading it off. You got Schmiedler in center. Dinkle catching. Ballman at short. Seib at second. Bright in right. And Dreiling is the left fielder. Our coverage continues today. Again, Seth Collison, our studio producer, Brandon Tadman, we welcome in Jake Spaulding. Right back to it here today, brother, in the beautiful press box that we got at Toynton Family Stadium. Rossville looking for their second baseball state championship in school history, going through the top seed and the top-ranked team in the state to get there, but two wins away from this Rossville team hoisting a trophy, but it's not going to be an easy out here today against number one ranked TMP.
TMP is a great team. They've got great players, and they were a state basketball tournament team, just like this Rossville dog team was last winter as well. But the big thing that we're looking at here today, both these teams, they burned their ace on the quarterfinal round. Cam Miller unable to go for Rossville here today. Would be available if Rossville makes the state championship game on Friday. But same could be said. You mentioned Schmiedler, the Kentucky commit for TMP. He went on Monday as well for TMP. He's unavailable for today for TMP. And so that's why you're seeing, again, when you get to this part of the season, you need depth at the bump. And both these teams have 3 to 4 pitchers they're comfortable with. That's why they're here in the semifinal round. And the top of the first inning is going to mean a lot for this dog team. They like to get on base and they like to swipe some bags, especially Jacoby McDonald to lead off this game for the Rossville Dogs. Not many other guys have more steals than he does. He leads the team in steals. But what they showed us on Monday night is they're not afraid to steal, and they steal at a high clip. The backstop's not as deep as it was in Kansas City, but there's opportunity knocking. This Rossville team, they want to jump out early on TMP.
Couldn't have asked for a better day, at least to start. Just a very few little bit of cloud coverage here above the skies at Toynton Family Stadium. The dimensions of Toynton, 325 down the left field line, 375 to the gap in left center, 390 straightaway center, 375 to right center, and 320 down the right field line. The TMP Monarchs with the navy blue, silver, and white combination uniform top, the old NWO Wolfpack, all red and black for the road team Rossville Bulldogs. We are set for state baseball here today in Manhattan. Class 2-1A semifinal, and it's number one with Colgan and Frankfurt coming up later on today as well. And the first pitch from Carson Lyles for the Monarchs is hit right back up the middle, and Jacoby McDonald with a point to the first base dugout with a leadoff single on pitch number one of the day.
Again, it's important for these dogs to get themselves hot early, and how do you do that? You get this speedy Jacoby McDonald on base, first pitch swinging, no nerves here in this semifinal game.
That's going to bring up senior right fielder. This is Connor Bush. So McDonald at first and nobody out. Rossville trying to jump on it quickly, but the Monarchs, again, just one loss all season. And there's a beautiful breaking ball in there to Bush by Carson Lyles for strike number one.
Yeah, good pitch there by Lyles, the indoor breaking ball there, and Bush backed out just a second, but couldn't come back in time.
And Bush approaching 100 plate appearances on the season. And came into state with a north of a 340 batting average in about the same spot and same pitch there for Carson Lyles, and the same result, Bush down in the count 0-2.
Not able to get that clicking right now for Connor Bush on the right side of the box to swing that bat.
McDonald at first, not a heavy lead by any stretch, certainly a threat to steal, and he stays on it, and that pitch outside for ball one. Well, Connor Bush in the win on Monday had a sacrifice fly in the first inning, giving Rossville the first of what was a 10-run shutout performance as Lyle's throwing it over to first base and certainly keeping McDonald a little bit honest over there. Well, McDonald had multiple stolen bases in the win on Monday and ended the state tournament 28 of 32. So adding to that total, not thrown out one time on Monday. The 1-2 outside, good eye there for Bush as Lyles went with the fastball, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Class 2-1A baseball semifinal here in MHK. Just getting going today on the Pulse. McDonald at first. And nobody out. No score. Second batter of the game. McDonald takes off. That one's ripped down the left field line. Just barely foul. So the hit and run potentially, Jake, there applied by McDonald going back to first base.
Yeah, definitely a hit and run put on there. And when I say hit and run, it's because 2 strikes. So anything close, you're going to have to take a swing at it. Bush does so, fouls it off. But McDonald's been very, very picky over there at first base, picking out his perfect time to be able to take off.
2 balls, 2 strikes. The counts on senior right fielder Connor Bush. Open on that right side stance. Lyles delivers. And it's in there. Called strike 3. Got him with an off-speed pitch, and that's our first out of today's game.
Right up the knees on the inside part of the play. This home plate umpire loves the inner half. We've seen that a lot in this state tournament thus far. Not giving so much in the outer half, but here today to start it off. 3 pitches looking for Connor Bush, all on the inside part of the plate.
Now the first strikeout here for Carson Lyles in the first out of the game. McDonald still at first, and he takes off, and it's hit down the left field line. Cannon Mitchell swinging and aggressively at the first pitch, but again, just a touch foul down that third base line for strike 1.
You mentioned the taking off again with Jacoby McDonald. Both times that he has seen the delivery that he wants to take off on. Rossville batter in the right side of the box. Slaps a foul.
Rossville making their 19th appearance at the baseball state tournament and looking for state title number 2. Only time they have hoisted the trophy for state baseball all the way back to 1991. No balls, 1 strike here on Mitchell. Now the first team all-state honor, I would have to imagine, coming his way. As McDonald stays on that pitch and it's in the dirt. Good stop there by Dinkle, the catcher. And that is ball number 1. Mitchell wears jersey number 14, bats on the right side, up in the box, slight bend to the knees. McDonald about 2.5 steps off of first. This time he takes off, pitches low and inside, throw by Dinkle to second on target, but not in time. Another bag taken for free by Jacoby McDonald.
Big time steal there from Jacoby. Again, that was his third attempt that time. No swing from Cannon Mitchell and able to get down there. You're just not going to get him very easily. He's a good speedy guy out there on the base pass for the Dogs.
Well, McDonald now in scoring position with 1 out here in the top of the first. Rossville trying to strike first here in this semifinal today. Good swing, and it's hit out into left field, splitting the gap between third and second. McDonald is rounding third. The throw is cut off, and the Dogs are out to a 1-0 lead. It's an RBI single by Cannon Mitchell.
Cannon Mitchell, one of the best hitters in the state of Kansas, all classification. What a steal it was for McDonald to swipe second base to put him in scoring position. And no surprise, Mitchell delivers for the Dogs.
And still only 1 out in the inning. Here's senior center fielder Cameron Miller. How about the combination? The RBI for Cannon Mitchell, north of 50 now this season. That is a school record. And the run scored by McDonald, adding to a school record. And now a throw over to first, and it gets away. And that wild throw by Lyles has Mitchell into second base with still only 1 out.
Opportunity's knocking right now for Rossville to hang a crooked number. They've done that, 1 run across. Now you want that train to keep on moving and get a few more runs across. And Cam Miller, who's a great, there's a reason why he's a cleanup hitter, B-Tad. Great opportunity here for him.
So here is Cam Miller, sensational on the bump in the win on Monday against Marmaton Valley. He'll take a fastball knee-high for a called strike. A leadoff single by Jacoby McDonald, and then a 1-out single, providing Bulldogs' first run here today in a 1-0 lead. As Jake mentioned, the crooked number still certainly out there, but there's a very nice off-speed pitch. Miller not quite sure on that half swing, and he's quickly down in the count on Carson Lyles. No balls, 2 strikes.
Good pitch there by Lyles going off-speed. Miller not able to understand really the spin rate on that one.
Not much of a lead, and side the second baseman kind of holding Mitchell at second. Another off-speed, swung on and missed, and down goes Miller for out number 2.
Good pitch there by Lyles, getting the second punch out of the game for him, but opportunity still here for the Dogs with Mitchell over at second.
Here's the left fielder, Cale Horrock. So at second base, Cannon Mitchell. Now 2 outs here in the top of the first. Rossville a 1-0 lead here on TMP. First pitch here to Horak is a little bit outside for ball one. O'Kale on Monday against Marmaton Valley reached in two of his three at-bats, a walk and an error. He also scored a run and now has a chance to drive in a run, but he pops this one up out into shallow right field. Bright running under it. He'll make the catch to retire the side. But production key there for Rossville in this first inning of this 2-1A state semifinal. One run, couple of hits, and one left on second base in Cannon Mitchell. 1-0 Rossville. We go to the bottom of the first. TMP coming up next.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home. Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here on the Pulse in Manhattan. Couldn't have asked for a better day to get us going on the MSC Sports Radio Network alongside Jake Spaulding, Seth Tollefson in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman. We go to the bottom of the first here at Toynton Family Stadium and the Rossville Bulldogs, a 1-0 lead on Thomas More Prep. We'll see the Monarchs for the first time against Cale Horgan, who's toeing the slab here today for the Dogs. They'll see Ian Nels, Carson Lyles, and then Grant Nels. And if one of those three able to get on, Kentucky commits. And in the cleanup spot, that is Ty Schmiedler. But a good start here, Jake, for the Dogs. Cannon Mitchell, an RBI single in the first.
Yeah, no doubt. But again, it was the leadoff hitter, Jacoby McDonald. First pitch swinging, ropes it right back up the middle, gets into first base. He swipes the bag. That's the recipe for success for this Rossville team. Again, not a whole lot of steals from anybody else across that lineup. But if you can get McDonald on the base path, he puts pressure on pitchers and gets in their head, and that was a big, successful one-run top of the first and the perfect way to start.
I would have to imagine Cale Horgan has been a very good pitcher. The entire Rossville pitching staff has been really elite all season, according to the numbers, but he's taken on a TMP lineup today, Jake, that has combined for a near 400 team batting average and north of 20 home runs collectively for the Monarchs this season. Knee-high outside corner fastball called strike number one, as Ian Nels will start behind here on Horgan at 0-1. He bats from the left side, holding the bat out, now settles in, check swing, called strike anyway. Ian Nels quickly down 0-2.
Good to see Horgan come out and just be very comfortable early, painting that outside edge of the plate.
And the 0-2, swing and a miss, and got him with a belt-high fastball. Three straight fastballs, and down goes Ian Nels for out number one.
Great job, great quick work right there by Horgan, just to, again, fill it up. He trusts his defense to make plays. The ball's put in play, but that time up and missing. Ian Nels down on strikes.
The Rossville pitching staff entering the state tournament, a collective ERA south of 1.4, and obviously helping with a shutout win on Monday in the quarters. So here's Carson Lyles. He'll step in, take the first pitch a little bit south of the knees for ball number one. Here's the 1-0. Well, outside ball two. Lyles, a senior, pitching today, obviously giving up that run to Mitchell in the first with McDonald scoring. Dogs the 1-0 advantage. Lyles, in getting the start, he's been very good on the mound. His ERA just north of 2, but trying to get something going here on the offensive side. A line drive out in the center, and it ricochets off the glove of Cam Miller, who was trying to make a diving effort at it, just straight running at it. Really no angle to it, and nearly made a sensational catch. But it'll go down as a single for Lyles and the first TMP base runner here today.
A good attempt there by Cam Miller. I don't think he read it off the bat perfectly right away. And once he realized it was sinking quickly, he got on his horse but could not make that play.
Here's sophomore third baseman Grant Nels. So you got Ian Nels leading it off and then Grant Nels batting third. He is open on that right side stance. Off-speed pitch there by Horgan, taken for a called strike. So Lyles at first base, one out here in the bottom of the first. Rossville a 1-0 lead here on Thomas More Prep.
Mitchell and Graves both playing double play depth now, trying to maybe get out of this inning if a ground ball comes to him.
Horgan, the righty, delivers. Blows about the fastball, late swing, and an empty result for Grant Nels. Quickly behind, no balls, two strikes. And open on that right side stance. Horgan checks, runner stays, pitches high, I think. Now it's kind of a payoff pitch, maybe thinking the runner was going to take off, setting up Meyer for a good throw to second. But the runner did hold true. One ball, two strikes. Schmiedler in the on-deck circle. And Horgan fires it in there.
Nice pitch.
And did he get the call? Did not. Boy, bent right in there off speed. Rossville fans were wanting it. They did not get the call.
Whew.
And 2-2 now on Grant Nels.
That's why you don't use a pen on your score sheet there, B-Ted, because I already wrote down a K on that one.
Now the tight strike zones will be alive here, and a fastball missing away, and the count runs full. So Grant Nels working it back after falling behind early in the count. This is the first of two games today we'll have for you here on the Pulse from Manhattan. And Silver Lake coming up later on today, and that 3-2 is high, ball four. What an at bat for Grant Nels. And after a quick strikeout to Ian Nels, back-to-back base runners now on here for TMP.
Yeah, three straight pitches for a strikeout to begin this half inning for Horgan. And then, again, kind of left one over the plate. Putting it in the center field was Lyles, but then a walk here to Nels, and it brings up the ever-difficult left-handed batter, Ty Schmiedler,
who is a Kentucky commit, only a junior. Entered the state tournament with a .549 batting average with 8 home runs on the year. And now it has turned into a little bit of a pickle type of situation for Horgan and the Dogs in the first as Schmiedler fouls away the first pitch for strike number one.
Yeah, he's got a good stance about him. He gets his front foot down quickly, and he's all hands and hips after that. It's a good-looking swing from Schmiedler. There's a reason why he's hitting north of .500. Going to the SEC.
Lyles at second base. Nels the runner at first. And here's an 0-1, and it kicks away from the catcher, Meyer. And a lot of room behind the dish. And that is a wild pitch. And now all of a sudden, Thomas More Prep runners at second and third, only one out.
And another thing that takes out of the factor right now is the inning-ending double play.
Well, you could still get a double play. Just be a little
more. A lot more difficult.
A little more unconventional. Big opportunity for Ty Schmiedler here. Base hit could give TMP the lead in the bottom of the first. 1-0 Dogs. Here's a 1-1 to Schmiedler and a late swing and a foul off here. One ball, two strikes. Couldn't have asked for a better day, correct?
I mean,
pretty darn nice here.
Absolutely not. I mean, we're here at Toyton and good crowd on hand and going to be upper 80s today. Nice little breeze. We're sitting in some AC. I do enjoy that.
Oregon's got a little bit of heat on him right now, dealing with Schmiedler, and another good payoff pitch, fouled away right back into the netting, stays one ball, two strikes.
He's been on every fastball as a foul ball that goes straight back to the netting. When you see that, you understand that batter is tracking that fastball really, really well, just barely missing it, maybe go off speed here with 1-2.
Caden Dinkle in the on-deck circle, now a throw over to third, and the tag applied by McDonald, but back in safely Carson Lyles. One ball, two strikes, one out here in the bottom of the first inning, 1-0 Rossville, but TMP with runners at second and third for Schmiedler. 1-2 on the way, off speed, jumping to the left and keeping it somewhat in front enough with Meyer, the catcher. We talked about it Monday over at the field at Blue Valley West, the amount of room behind the dish, you know, away from the corners. It just puts so much more emphasis on the defensive side in games at this level. A 2-2 on the way, and it's a ground ball to the right side. Should provide a run. Graves, the second baseman, on to first. They do get the out, but TMP has tied the game.
Yep, good piece of hit there by Schmiedler. Hits it to the right side of the infield, allows the run to score, and great play by Graves. That was a hot shot to him at second base. Fields it cleanly to get the second out, but as you mentioned, coming home to score, Lyles from third, which tied up at one.
Well, still, Horgan needs one more out, and Caden Dinkle steps in with Grant Nels at third base. And a 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the first as Horgan fires, and it's lifted high in the air down the right field line. Might still be towards foul territory. Just a couple of steps into foul territory. The second baseman, Graves, behind first, will make the catch. And Horgan gets out of the inning. But TMP, they come right back and respond to the Dogs' first run as they get an RBI ground out by Kentucky commit Ty Schmiedler. We go to the second inning here on the Pulse, a 1-1 game here in MHK.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big. Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development Home Loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball continuing on the Pulse. Jake Spaulding, Brandon Chapman in Manhattan. Seth Tollefson on the ones and the twos. 2-1-A state baseball semifinal today. A 1-1 tie between Rossville and TMP as we go to the second inning here on the Pulse. It'll be Cooper Meyer, Cole Graves, Jordan Martinek. That'll be 6, 7, and 8 in the Rossville lineup as we go back to Carson Lyles for a second inning here today. Well, again, Jake, a 1-1 tie. Both teams productive in the first.
Exciting baseball to start this state semifinal. Both teams running getting a run across.
And right out the gate, Cooper Meyer, a long and lengthy pop-up on the infield. And coming down with it, finally, the first baseman, Ian Nels, just south of the pitcher's mound. And that is quickly out number one on the pop-out. So Meyer retired on one pitch. That brings up freshman second baseman Cole Graves. Graves three at bats on Monday against Marmaton Valley. Going 0-for-3, couple of ground outs. Takes the first pitch there from Lyles. Called strike number one.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be a fastball, so Graves laid off. Great off-speed pitch by Lyles to begin this at bat.
A little pause in the windup and the delivery. A little bit outside there for ball one.
Yeah, goes back with the same pitch, kind of a little bit of a slider there, and Graves this time sees that one tracking outside and holds off.
Get you the defensive alignment here for TMP momentarily after a check swing, slow roller to the left side. Grant Nels, the third baseman. Whoa, boy, that was well defended, well played on the slow roller, and quickly out number two on the 5-3.
Good hustle there coming in from third. It was a slow chopper there, and he had a lot of ground to make up, but quick with the glove, good transfer, and a fire over to Ian at first.
Here's Jordan Martinek. Two outs, bases empty. Top of the second inning, a 1-1 tie here in Manhattan. And Lyles trying to work quickly there. Good off-speed pitch. Swung on and missed there by Martinek for strike number one. Jordan on Monday scored two runs of the 10. 10-0 win for the Dogs against Marmaton Valley. Now another swing, an empty result there. Quickly no balls, two strikes. Lyles has little bit of a groove going right now.
Yeah, rhythm pitcher. You can see him. He's in his comfort zone right now after they picked up that one run to tie this game back up.
And an 0-2. Just missed. Oh, no. Late call. Okay, we're a little bit away from the behind home plate spot and a late ring up there by the home plate umpire. Strike three, and it's the third strikeout here in two innings for Carson Lyles. So the Dogs are quiet in the top of the second. Bottom of the second we go. It's a 1-1 tie here on the Pulse.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here on the Pulse. Rossville and Thomas More Prep tied at one as we go to the bottom of the second inning here in Manhattan. We got Jake, Seth, Brandon all with you. Well, we get right into it. Caden Dinkle will lead it off. Logan Ballman will follow, and Jacob Seib after that for the Monarchs. And, well, before we dive right into it, Jake, we'll have the second semifinal coming up on our sister station, 92.1 Perennial Power, St. Mary's Colgan, taking on the Frankfort Wildcats.
That one will be interesting. Pitt Colgan has been in this spot, Lord knows how long, so many times. They've won many state titles, and the Frankfort Wildcats having a really good season.
And Dinkle putting one in play to McDonald at third, charging and firing with the right arm, with the sidearm angle. And Jacoby McDonald doing it with the bare hand for out number one. That is a difficult play.
When Cam Miller pitches, McDonald plays center field. When Horgan's pitching, who usually plays third, McDonald comes in to play third. An unbelievable effort from the hot corner.
So just like the Rossville start to their second inning, one pitch, one out here for TMP in the home half. That brings up junior shortstop Logan Ballman. We'll bat from the right side, a 1-1 tie here as we got a lot of game to go here. Oh, Seib.
Yep.
At the dish, Jacob Seib.
Yep, and got a little note about Jacob. First pitch, catching the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. He had his appendix taken out the day after the regional final on Friday and was able to make it back in time for the opening quarterfinal on Monday. So this young man's just a week out from having his appendix taken out, and now he gets hit by a pitch.
That's been a brutal stretch for Jacob C, but, yeah, that one ran up inside, and he takes first base. So the second free pass that Horgan has given the Monarchs here in the first two innings, and a one-out base runner in a tie game, and that brings up Connor Bright, the senior right fielder. He bats from the right side. Pretty sizable open stance. Horgan out of the stretch delivers, and that one outside for ball one.
Just off the outside part of the plate. See, Horgan many times tries to start off a batter with a pitch on the outer half. Can't catch the corner this time.
Go ahead, run at first base. One out still very early as they throw over to first by Horgan. Kind of kicked away from Martinek, but not far enough for Seib to challenge. But again, Bright at the dish. B-R-E-I-T Bright. And head coach Aaron Bright of Thomas More Prep, eighth year for him, and they have made state in five of his eight seasons. And next one a little bit low, ball two.
Horgan kind of gives the body language after not getting that call, a little bit of frustration out there. He picks up the rosin bag to kind of just calm himself down a little bit.
You go from playing on the field of Blue Valley West to playing at the home of Kansas State University. It's quite the surroundings here in Manhattan today as that one, again, a little bit low for ball three. So Seib has worked a three balls, no strike count with Seib at first base and one out in this bottom of the second.
3-0 able to get there on the corner, B-Tad again.
Just got to find it there.
Exactly. I mean,
see a strike.
We say a lot about rhythm pitching in Horgan. You know, you get that first pitch out to begin this inning and then hit a batter. Now you're struggling to find the zone.
And he's a little bit off on that one. Outside ball four. So a hit batter followed by a walk to Bright. And the Monarchs have two on and one out for Nash Dreiling, the sophomore left fielder.
Dreiling, the nine-hole hitter. So back to the top of the order after this. See how long before we get Coach Schwartz coming out to have a conversation with Horgan. Still one away, double play. Conventional double play is in play still.
Now the corner infield in, maybe just a touch more. McDonald at third and Martinek at first. And First pitch swinging, Dreiling lifts it out towards shallow center field. Calling it off is Cam Miller. He'll make the routine catch. Get it right to McDonald at third. He'll cut it off. Runners hold true. Exactly what the doctor ordered there. Dreiling one pitch and out number two.
Great job there by Cam Miller coming up on it quickly, getting himself situated to make a throw to third. And give credit there, Jacoby McDonald. That throw was a little bit short, and it short hopped McDonald. He couldn't get a glove on it, but he just used his body to knock it down like a catcher would to preserve from that ball going into the TMP dugout.
So two outs and two on and a 1-1 game in the home second. Back to the TMP top of the lineup with Ian Nels. He'll chop this one to the right side, but foul ground for strike one. He struck out his first time up to begin the bottom of the first inning.
Big opportunity
from that left side.
Sorry, B-Tab. Big opportunity here for Horgan just to get out of this inning, strand a couple runners. You got two outs. A ground ball gets you out of this inning.
Three of the four bases open for the Dogs defense to get out, and a fastball missing a little outside there. And the count evens at one ball, one strike on Ian Nels. So Nels, N-E-H-L-S, Nels. And, of course, you got Ian Nels right now, and then two batters later, Grant Nels as well. Here's the pitch by Horgan, and low and inside, ball two. So jumping in front, now falling behind. Runner at second base is Sive. The runner at first is Bright. For Thomas More Prep in a 1-1 game in the home second. Trip to the state championship game on the line here today. As Horgan kicks and deals and got him there. That one swung on and missed for strike two.
Ian did not cheat his swing there at all, B-Tad. Good job there by Horgan just being aggressive and attacking the batter, evening up the count at two balls, two strikes.
Looked like he might have looked back at the umpire to see if maybe if he held off, if that was going to be ball three, and the umpire made the indication that probably was going to be a strike, but that one comes in a little bit low, and the count runs full with Carson Lyles in the on-deck circle.
Well, the runners will be moving on the pitch now with a three-ball, two-strike count, and two away.
Sive taking the lead from second. Bright taking his lead from first. Three balls, two strikes, and Nels calls time. Right before the windup there for Horgan, still delivered in a pitch that won't count. And Ian Nels just going to reset here, step back in from that left side batter's box. A 3-2 count coming.
It's a big pitch in this ballgame early.
We're tied at one, home second. Here's the pitch. Runners take off, and it's hit well out towards left field or right field. Beg your pardon, on a line drive. It's Connor Bush, the right fielder. Can't emphasize enough that ball went to the right side and not the left side. But Horgan gets out of it. TMP, they threaten for sure. But Horgan gets the win in the bottom of the second inning. Still deadlocked. A 1-1 tie. More baseball coming your way next here on the Pulse.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here at Toynton Family Stadium in Manhattan, our state baseball coverage continues in the 2-1A class. We go to inning number three, the top half of it. Four seed, number four ranked Rossville, and one seed and number one ranked Thomas More Prep. Deadlocked at one apiece. Seth, Jake, and Brandon all with you. Cale Horgan, Jacoby McDonald, and Connor Bush for the Dogs here in the third.
State softball going on over in Lawrence today. And area team Jeff West, Lady Tigers up 1-0 over top seed Southeast of Saline in the top of the third inning.
Saline a one loss and number one seed in that tournament. Jeff West, of course, representing the Big East, just like Rossville. wants to get on the diamond this season, Big East, with a lot of representation. No balls, one strike to count on Horgan. He fouled away the first pitch behind home plate, and he takes this one outside for ball one. Of course, Cale Horgan pitching today. He played third base on Monday in the quarterfinals. He had the walk-off RBI triple in the bottom of the fifth, and now he hits this one down the left field line, and it looked like it painted the white stripe, but the umpire down that line saying foul ball by a scotch to the left.
And it's not like chalk, you know, as you get on a dirt field. This is a full turf field, but from our angle, it looked like it hit white, and the home plate umpire did not correct or have a conversation with third base umpire. The umpire said he was all over it, just missing that ball.
And now Horgan's got to gather. It's one ball, two strikes. Lyles delivers and got him with an off-speed pitch. Boy, sometimes they say it's a game of inches.
Yeah.
And that might have been the case. And Lyles taking advantage of the foul ball, and down goes Horgan for out number one.
Yeah, no doubt. And Horgan's got to not let that bother him. He's on the bump for Rossville, so let that go and focus on the bump for the next half inning.
That is four strikeouts already for Carson Lyles, and we're back to the top of the order with Jacoby McDonald. Of course, he scored the lone run for Rossville, leading off the game, one pitch and a single to left. Cannon Mitchell the one to bring him in. No balls, one strike. He'll take one as Lyles jumps in front here quickly. And an 0-1, and the right v right matchup is a fastball outside for ball one.
So that time, Lyles did not throw a fastball first pitch to McDonald. Went off speed. Caught him off guard just a little bit.
Second consecutive trip to state for Rossville. And last year when they got there, it ended a drought that went back to 2019. And now an off-speed pitch catching the bottom part of the zone. And it's one ball, two strikes on McDonald. A 1-1 game here in the top of the third. One out, bases empty. Here's a 1-2 by Lyles. That one outside. McDonald laying off, and it's 2-2.
Great leadoff hitter for the Dogs right now. Got to find a way to get on base with his speed.
Mentioned only one state title on the diamond for Rossville baseball. And three second-place finishes in their history, and another one getting away outside for ball three. McDonald working a full count here. So the Dogs had three second-place finishes back in 1985. They went back-to-back in that regard in 86, and that third second-place finish go back to 1997. A 3-2 on the way, inside, called strike three. And the Cardinals sent for McDonald. He took off thinking it was ball four. We got a very late reaction from today's umpire behind the dish with the strike three call, and make it five Ks for Lyles and out number two here in the third.
Kind of a low inside pitch, but right at the knees on the corner, bringing him up for out number two.
And Bush now back up for a second time with the bases empty, two outs. That first pitch outside from Lyles for ball one. So Lyles cooking again. Rossville got on the board early, but since that Mitchell single, that is now seven consecutive retired by Lyles, and now that one getting a little bit away for ball two, and Dinkle going out there to have the 1v1 convo with his pitcher in Carson Lyles. Again, Jake Spaulding alongside Brandon Tama with you, Seth Tollefson in studio here on the Pulse. Rossville and Thomas More Prep, Class 2-1A baseball, state semifinal in MHK today.
Great pitching duel right now. Carson Lyles is now at 34 pitches on the day. Again, you can go 105, and both these teams hoping to have their pitchers go the distance.
A 2-0, inside ball three. Let's see how Bush handles this. I would guess he takes a stab at keeping the bat on the shoulder to try to work a free pass here, at least on this pitch, and he will do so, and that one's in there for a Lyles strike call, now 3-1. Lyles trying to bounce back. He struck out Horgan and McDonald here to begin the frame. I'm trying to go three up, three down. Next one, free pass, ball four. That one just a touch inside. And a two-out base runner here for the Rossville Dogs, and that'll bring up Cannon Mitchell.
Mitchell, a great at-bat his first time up. Brought in the lone run for the Dogs and a single to left field.
A first free pass given up by Lyles today. And as Jake mentioned, the lone RBI nod for Mitchell driving in McDonald with that single in the first. And he takes a breaking ball in there for called strike number one. I mentioned it at the top, that RBI adding to The school record for RBIs in a season has that number at 52 right now for Cannon Mitchell. Takes one outside to even the count. One ball, one strike.
Keep on adding to it right now if you're Cannon Mitchell. Find a gapper here. You got speed with Bush over there at first.
About a 2.5 step lead for Connor. Now this is hit deep out towards the gap in left center, and it's over the head of the left fielder, Dreiling. And you said it, Jake. Find a gap. Here comes Connor Bush chugging his way home, and it's a two-out RBI double by Cannon Mitchell, adding to that single-season RBI record. Dogs back in front. It's 2-1.
You can call me Donis. You don't have to call me Nostra, but I'll tell you, that was a good piece of hitting there by Mr. Cannon Mitchell. He's the school record holder for RBIs for that reason. Great piece of hitting. Pitch came inside on him, got his hands through, and able to rope it into left center field. And the speed from Bush at first, able to score to get the Dogs back on top.
Absolutely clutch display of two-out hitting there from Mitchell, and he's in the scoring position for Cam Miller. He takes a good swing at the first offering here from Lyles, but coming up blank, it's 0-1.
Miller struck out his first time up, beat had on a couple good swings, but you'd like for his confidence to get back in that top side here in this third inning, his second at-bat, put the ball in play.
Mitchell at second base with two down. Mitchell 2-for-2 today and providing the two RBIs for Rossville. And that one bends in there for a called strike. Quickly, Miller now in protection mode, 0-2. Good bend to the knees for the tall right-handed hitter as Lyles looking back at second base. Nobody holding Mitchell. Here's the pitch, and it's hit out towards left field, and it's caught on a dive to the left by the third baseman, Grant Nels. I spoke too soon. Tip of the cap to the TMP third baseman as a sensational diving catch into the top of the third. My goodness. But Cannon Mitchell doing what he does best, and that's drive-in runs. An RBI double for Cannon Mitchell with two outs. We go to the home third on the Pulse. It's a 2-1 Rossville lead. You're listening to High School Baseball.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is Giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling, get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go Giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here today, 2.5 in the books. Jake Spaulding, Brandon Tam, and Seth Tollefson. Cannon Mitchell, another RBI here in the early going for Rossville. They lead Thomas More Prep 2-1 in the state semifinal game today. Go to the bottom of the third inning, leading it off, Carson Lyles. And he takes one in there for strike number one from Cale Horgan.
2-3-4 due up here for TMP, and this is definitely the typical heart of the order for a team as good as TMP.
And an off-speed pitch catching the outer edge, and Lyles quickly now trying to figure it out. It's 0-2.
Talked about other teams over 400 as a group. I mean, just top to bottom, anybody can put a ball in play.
And on an 0-2, it's a high chopper, and on that big high hop, reaching up for it, McDonald at third makes another accurate throw to first to Martinek in time for out number one.
Just the 36th pitch of the game for Horgan right there. So pitch count pace is good for Cale, and the Dogs defensively, they definitely got his back. And how about another play, a good one, from McDonald at third.
Here's the sophomore, Grant Nels. He walked in the first, ended that inning stranded on a third. Takes one inside here for ball one. The RBI for TMP belongs to Ty Schmiedler, who's in the on-deck circle. And that one's blown right by, a fastball called strike number one.
Yeah, Nels worked a really good at-bat his first time up.
Fell behind and came back to work that walk, and Horgan there going low with it. And outside the zone for ball two. 2 balls, 1 strike, base is empty, 1 out. We're in the bottom of the third inning with Rossville leading Thomas More Prep 2-1. Well, Thomas More Prep, they started the season 20-0. And their lone loss, Jake, this year to 6A qualifier Manhattan. They've played a raunchy schedule, and yet they have only lost one game. Now that one on 3-1 is south for ball four.
He's walked twice now in the game as Grant Nels. And the good thing, if you are...
That is the fourth free pass, by the way, that Horgan has provided the Monarchs here. He's hit a batter and now has 3 walks.
You got Schmiedler up and the runner just at first base this time. Contrary to last time up, Schmiedler had runners at second and third and got that RBI ground out.
Not much of a lead. Martinek is holding. And the first pitch here to Schmiedler is fouled straight back. Again, the lefty and a junior committed to Kentucky. Even in 2-1A and even in the lower class, 3A, of course, is higher. But we saw Jeff West baseball go up against Cam Smith of Girard, who is a junior and committed to Arkansas. Now we're seeing Ty Schmiedler here for TMP, who's committed to Kentucky. The 0-1 down, 1 ball, 1 strike.
I mean...
There's some, just saying, there's good athletes.
Yeah.
Obviously.
No,
across
doubt.
All levels.
But my frustration right now is, why's Kansas and why's not Kansas State getting these guys from the state of Kansas? Come on, don't let them get out in the SEC.
A 1-1 is low and it gets to the backstop, split the legs of Meyer, the catcher, and a wild pitch and into scoring position is Grant Nels.
The one thing you couldn't have here against Schmiedler, he's already a tough enough out as it is, but you don't want a runner in scoring position for him, able to move up on the wild pitch.
8 home runs this season for Schmiedler. Representing the tying run at second base. Now this one's hit down the left field line. It's going towards foul territory. It'll clear the fence. And it's strike number 2. Big pitch right there. You certainly don't want to go down 3-1 to Schmiedler because I feel like at that point you're not trying to give him anything to tempting to hit.
I'm probably holding
up a free pass.
I'm holding up 4 fingers at that point. Just put him on base. Don't give him something easy to hit. But now, even in the count, Horgan does.
Still has a chance to maybe go into the bag of tricks. Runner at second base, Grant Nels. 2-1 Rossville, home third. Now this one is hit high and deep down the right field line. Looking up is Bush, and he can't make the catch. It's off the wall. 10 feet away, at least maybe less even for a home run, and it turns into an RBI triple, and we're tied at 2.
What a piece of hitting. That was an inside fastball that Schmiedler just turned on, and the trajectory, if that's any place other than Toyton, if that's a high school facility that TMP typically plays at, that's out of here. Good chase there by Connor Bush. Nearly grabbed that beat, Dad. But a long run for him, could not haul it in, and it's an RBI triple.
Now Bush, the right fielder, tried to make an acrobatic catch, and then when it went off the top of the wall, it took him a second to kind of turn around and figure out where it deflected, and it's an RBI triple, and we're tied at 2, and stepping in is Caden Dinkle, and he'll take one high for ball 1. So even a opportunity for an out, Dinkle can still give TMP the lead. Here's the pitch by Horgan, and it's a little bit low for a ball.
Horgan now with 50 pitches in this ball game here with just 2 1/3 innings in. Your coach Schwartz, you're starting to think, who's my next guy?
Well, Dinkle entered state with north of a .530 batting average, and he absolutely crushes this one, and that baby is gone. Just left, Jake, of the .375 sign, and all Horak and Miller could do was watch it fly 4-2 TMP.
Well, we can talk about Schmiedler nearly cranking one out over the right field fence. This time, Dinkle, the catcher, just turned on that one and put it into the bullpen and left field.
This was a TMP lineup that collectively had 24 home runs entering the state tournament, and Dinkle adds another, his 6th of the season, and now Horgan getting a conversation on the bump as the game has quickly kind of flipped with the script.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, TMP, you mentioned it at the top of the broadcast. how efficient they are at the plate and just getting runners on. And then the powerful, we mentioned it at this inning started. I said it's your traditional heart of your lineup. And for a team like TMP, this is where they butter their bread. And Grant Nels draws a walk. Schmiedler hits an RBI triple. And then Dinkle, the five-hole hitter, a two-run bomb to give TMP a 4-2 lead.
Do you think they at least toast the bread before putting the butter on it?
I mean, I would. I prefer crusty
bread,
personally.
Not sure, but either way, come out of a spot here with still only one out and the bases empty. TMP now a 4-2 lead. First pitch to Logan Ballman outside here from Horgan for ball one. What do you think the conversation is with Rossville's coach and Horgan right there just trying to settle him down?
Absolutely, it was.
Oh, and a diving catch by the shortstop, Mitchell. Well, I led you off there, Jake.
All right.
Sent you into one, and it was lined right to Mitchell, making a fantastic diving catch to save a base hit and desperately needed Rossville without number two.
Absolutely great play by Cannon Mitchell at shortstop. If he doesn't make that play, that might be going in the left center gap for double bases. But to your question about what you're talking with Horgan about, it's just pretty simple. It's settle in. You know, he was getting worked up. A couple times this game, we've seen him as he throws the ball on the inside here to Seib for 1-0 count. You've seen him get really emotionally charged on the mound and very animated. That was a good job by Coach, just getting out there and just settling him down. Coach Schwart trying to get him to get us out of this inning, young man.
So doing it with power here in this inning, a 4-2 TMP lead. And a 2-0 pitch is hit high in the air out towards center. Medium depth, playing it well, Cam Miller. Not much in front of him. He'll make the catch to retire the side, but it started with Ty Schmiedler, Kentucky commit with an RBI triple, and then senior Caden Dinkle clearing them all with a two-run homer. We go to the fourth inning here on the Pulse. Bulldogs trailing the Monarchs 4-2.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on 96.9, the Pulse, Thomas Moore Prep, very productive in the bottom of the third inning with an RBI triple by Schmiedler and a two-run homer by Caden Dinkle. And Rossville coming up here in the top of the fourth inning and trailing Monarchs 4-2. Jake Spaulding, Seth Tollefson, Brandon Tatman with you, Cale Horak leading it off. One ball, no strikes to count. Meyer and Graves will follow. As Lyles now working with the two-run cushion. Now a grounder deep in the hole at short. Ballman up to first, and yep, safe is the call. Boy, bang, bang play, and even a hesitation by the first place umpire to make that call. No replay, I believe, here at the college or high school level, I should say. So that is an infield hit for Horak, and again, desperately needed for Rossville trying to battle back from down two.
You talked about Ballman. He was as deep as the shortstop position as you could be. That was a long throw, a good hustle by Horak to make that close, and Ty goes to the runner every single time.
Here's Cooper Meyer, a pop out the first and his first AB today. Lyles' first pitch a little bit low for ball one. So about to the halfway point here in this state semifinal game in Manhattan. Rossville in looking for baseball state championship number two in their history. Thomas Moore Prep have made three consecutive trips to the state championship tournaments. Another one inside here for ball two. So Meyer in front here with Horak at first.
First time in three seasons TMP's made it to the semifinal round as well.
And a throw over to first. Back in with a head first slide safely is the sophomore, Cale Horak.
Big time moment here for the Rossville Dogs. Bottom half of the lineup to step in, get them back in this game. Even scratching them across one run is important here.
And this one is hit way down the left field line, and it's going to get into foul territory. Bounce off the sidewalk, the playground down there. Two balls, one strike.
There's about seven kids, B-10, not in the playground, which has protective netting over it. They were all standing at that sidewalk staring in the air, and it landed about 2 feet from a couple of them.
Just hanging out, having a good time, but the parents need to keep an eye on the playground down that left field line. But a strike there, two balls, one strike. Horak at first, and nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. TMP leading the Dogs 4-2. Lyle setting, kicking, firing. Check swing on an off-speed pitch. They check down to first and safe, meaning ball number three.
Good at bat right here by Meyer. Again, if he can reach base, we'll see a courtesy runner come in for him as the catcher. You need to get some base runners here if you're them Dogs.
Three balls, one strike. Big pitch on the way to the sophomore Meyer. Here it comes, and he takes a charge into it, but it's foul. That medium pace grounder on the left side. So three balls, two strikes. Cole Graves in the on-deck circle here for Rossville, representing the red tops, white pants. Dogs across the chest in black numerals and lettering. They are trimmed out in white.
Getting a sign from their base coach, Kenny Swart.
Big opportunity here. Three balls and a two strikes. Lyle's taking his time, takes the set. Little glance over that left shoulder. Not much of a lead for Horak, and it's a swing and a miss for a strike three call. And on the swing and miss there, Horak is able to take. Are they going to say catcher interference, baby?
Not catcher interference. I think they're going to actually say Cooper Meyer interfered with the throw because there was contact.
And he's out. Yep. You are right.
Throw him out.
Interference, the call, as Horak was trying to steal second base. And you're right. That turns into a strike him out, throw him out. And the quick threat is down to not much with two outs and the bases empty for Graves.
Tough spot right there. Cooper Meyer swung at the pitch. Your body naturally takes you forward, but he took one step to his right towards the plate, got just in front of Dinkle enough, and Dinkle's throwing arm hit him, causing the interference.
So now Graves is going to send a hot shot to the shortstop in Ballman. That is a vacuum cleaner over there. He makes an easy, routine-looking play for the final out. So certainly Rossville threatens at the beginning, but all blank in the end of it. We are halfway in, halfway home. 2-1-A State Baseball here in MHK. It's TMP 4 and Rossville 2.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Jake Spaulding, the high school sports season for 25-26 coming down to it here over the next few days. State golf ending today. State track coming up this weekend. We're in Manhattan today. Beautiful, beautiful. Can't emphasize that enough. Afternoon here at Toynton Family Stadium. Rossville trying to make a state championship game, but they're going to have to rally. Jake, we go to the bottom of the fourth. TMP looking to add to a two-run lead.
A big third inning for TMP on the big two-run home run by Caden Dinkle and the RBI triple by Schmiedler. Horgan stays out there on the bump for Rossville. He's currently at 55 pitches in this game thus far. Seeing the bottom half of the lineup here for TMP.
Here's Connor Bright. He takes the first pitch called strike and now sends this one out of play foul. And quickly falling behind Connor Bright, the senior right fielder at 0-2. Nash Dreiling. Then back to the top of the order with Ian Nell. So 8-9-1, two up for TMP. leading Rossville 4-2. Be back here on the Pulse later on today in the 3 o'clock hour for Silver Lake. And 2-2 pitch. Connor Bright right back up the middle, delivering one out to Cam Miller in center for a leadoff single.
It was an 0-2 pitch, a breaking ball coming in. It was a hanging curveball, and a good job there by Bright just to keep his weight back and throw the hands at it, send it right back where it came from.
Now, Bright now has reached in both of his at-bats. He walked in the second, now a single here to begin the fourth. That brings up number 9 in the order and sophomore left fielder Nash Dreiling. Back in the box, slight bend to the knees. Horgan now looking over to first. Bunt shown, put down to the left side. It's charged by McDonald. Awkward throw and not in time. Everybody is safe. So beating the throw was Dreiling as it was cut off. Both McDonald and Horgan charging for it down that third base line, but ultimately McDonald picked it up with the bare hand and the sidearm throw. It was on target, but not in time. And all of a sudden, first and third and nobody out.
Yeah, good attack there from third from McDonald, but Horgan and McDonald didn't communicate very well off the rip, and so they both were close to that ball. If one communicates better than the other one quicker, they might get that out. But that slight hesitation, quick speed from Dreiling.
So two on and nobody out, and a bunt put down by Ian Nels. Picked up, throw to first, it's high, everybody's safe. And Cale Horgan, who made the play off the mound, now dealing with an awkward situation with the bases loaded and nobody out on the throwing error.
This is small ball you see in softball a lot because of how close the rubber is to home plate, the distance from the catcher to pitcher in softball. You're seeing that here in baseball. Beautiful bunts from Dreiling and both Nels now. Infield singles for each of them. Bases juiced. And you got 2, 3, and 4 now due up for TMP.
So Bright, the runner at third. Dreiling at second. Ian Nels at first. And here's Carson Lyles. Single and a run scored in the first. He is also grounded out to third. A 4-2 TMP lead here in the bottom of the fourth. And it could be more in the blink of an eye. And as soon as I say that, that ball goes into the crowd.
Yep.
Because it was low and in the dirt. And the angle it kicked up to the left got through the netting and into the crowd. So what is the call here? I would think it's only one base.
It is. It is. So technically speaking, you have runners at first, second, and third. It's a wild pitch that goes out of play. You cannot assume that the runner from third is going to score easily on something like that. You only can get one base. So the runner at second, even though he was taken third because of the wild pitch, he cannot advance home as a result of the ball going into the crowd. It's one base awarded. The umpires get it right. Only one run comes across.
But that one base secures that run, and now a 5-2 TMP lead. So now you got Nels at second, Dreiling at third. Still nobody out. It's danger time for the Dogs here in the bottom of the fourth. And next pitch there to Carson Lyles makes it 2 balls and no strikes. A TMP team that has lost just one time this season. That is to 6A Manhattan. And now this one put into play. Oh, what a backhanded stop by Mitchell. It's short. And now a play at the plate. It's cut off by Meyer, and now we got a pickle between home and third. Tag applied. Are we getting a double play to get out of the inning? You better believe it. Wow, what a sensational play started by Mitchell's hot shot grab at short. On to first to Martinek, and then trying to catch it off guard was Dreiling, and it was played beautifully by the left side of the infield.
So a 6-3 ground out for Carson Lyles. The issue that happened was you had Ian Nels at second base that took off for third, and staying at third was Nash Dreiling. So then Nels had to try to go back to second base. They faked them out at first. Then Dreiling tried to score at home. Great pickle situation. Good throw from Meyer to McDonald to get that double play.
But still, you need another out. And the runner at second is Ian Nels. And now Grant Nels taking one low for ball one. Well, if you can get out of this with just the one run allowed, that is a massive win for Rossville, but they still got to do it. Off-speed pitch, 1-0, and it runs a little bit inside for ball two. And how important is this one here, Jake?
Massive.
Schmiedler in the on-deck circle.
Absolutely massive. You want Schmiedler coming
up. And then even after that,
yeah,
who has already gone yard today.
Yeah, you want them coming up in the next half inning, not right now.
Big opportunity here. And that next one a little bit outside. So now 3 balls and no strikes on Grant Nels.
If you're Horgan right now, you just got to dig deep. You're close to 70 pitches. You've seen them hit you around the ballpark just a little bit. You got to zone in here, get a few pitches in here.
And taken all the way, of course, outside, ball four. So after that sensational double play, a four-pitch walk issued to Grant Nels. That is the fourth walk allowed by Horgan today, and it does continue the inning with Ty Schmiedler.
Schmiedler did hit
Wildcat a... Wildcat commits up Kentucky.
He did hit a hard ground ball in the first inning to Graves at second base and was put out.
It did provide an RBI. He has driven in two today. So the inning continues for Schmiedler. Boy, and it comes inside in matrix style to get out of the way of that one. And it'll be one ball, no strikes.
Just feel like this is a massive juncture in this game. TMP could blow it open with a big hit here, or them Dogs can stay right in it. They get this out.
5-2 our score. Here's the pitch. And this one hit down the line opposite field. That is the left side for the left-handed hitting Schmiedler, but it's foul. So one ball, one strike. RBI ground out in the first. That RBI triple in the third, and he was brought home by Dinkle, who was in the on-deck circle, as we mentioned. A no-doubt shot and a two-run homer to left. One ball, one strike. Grant Nels at first. Here's the pitch. Another swing and another foul off. So Horgan has an opportunity here with the count at 1-2.
The Schmiedler, he's been down in the count multiple times, both at bats. He's done a good job of fouling pitches off, but he is a patient hitter. Picks out his time, puts the ball in play. Big pitch here from Horgan.
Horgan out of the stretch. Gets the sign from Meyer. Looking back to Nels at second. And another foul off. Straight back into the netting. Fastball outside. And Schmiedler on it to stay at 1-2. A one run has scored in the inning. The lead for the Monarchs is 5-2. We know one swing by Schmiedler could change things quickly, and that one just Ooh. Missed inside. Might have been a little bit low as well, but a close one, and Schmiedler a good eye, 2-2.
Yeah, tried a backdoor breaking pitch there, did Horgan, just could not catch the corner. Schmiedler was a little tied up on that one. Opportunity missed from Horgan.
Two balls, two strikes. Grant Nels at second base. Can TMP add with two outs? And it's hit out towards center field, not too deep, and it is Cam Miller. Casual and routine, running up on it to make the catch to retire the side. Thomas More Prep adding to their lead. It's now 5-2. Five innings, or we go to inning number five, beg your pardon. Four innings deep. It's high school baseball here on the Pulse.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the Pulse, 96.9 in the MSC Sports Radio Network. Jake, Brandon, Seth all with you, and we go to inning number five here in Manhattan, 2-1A State Baseball semifinal. Rossville trailing Thomas More Prep 5-2. And Jake, fortunate here, I think Rossville only allowing the one run to the Monarchs in that last half.
No, no doubt about it. Bases were juiced. Nobody out.
Now, Jordan Martinick, first pitch swinging, pops it up left side of the infield. And it's going to be Ballman, the shortstop, to make the catch. Last thing Rossville wanted to begin this inning was one pitch, one out.
Just 53 pitches in the game now for Lyles, the pitcher for TMP.
That'll bring up Horgan. Struck out his first time up. And Lyles has been very good since that first inning. Now this one hits very far down that left field line. It's going to be way foul. Just out in front of it was Horgan for strike number one.
And that's why there's netting above the playground, because that landed on the netting above the playground. A lot of kids here. Great crowd on hand.
0-1, a little bit high, ball one. Here to Cale Horgan. Well, we talked about the Big East, and we continue to talk about the depth and how good that league is. Rossville competes in, but now, Thomas More Prep, they have played a very challenging schedule themselves this year, and just even more impressive, 28-1, a record coming into it. Now on outside, two balls and one strike. Again, only loss for the Monarchs to 6A qualifier in Manhattan. And they do got some notable wins this season against Russell, who we're going to see against Silver Lake today. Garden City, another 6A squad, and even Hayes, who represents 5A. Here's the 2-1, and it's inside, ball three. Yaron Horgan, one out, bases empty. We're in the top of the fifth. Thomas More Prep leading the Dogs 5-2.
Horgan trying to get on base with one away, like you mentioned, but get back to the top of the order with some base runners.
And the 3-1, and he takes a charge into it, and just foul. Goodness. The playground down the left field line has collected quite a few foul balls today. It's been a hot spot.
Horgan has been way in front multiple times here against Lyles, and don't forget his first at-bat, he was inches away of having a double or triple, no doubt an extra base hit. Very next pitch, he struck out.
Three balls, two strikes to count here on Horgan. Jacoby McDonald in the on-deck circle, the pitch. It is high and in, ball four. Big pitch and a big result there for Rossville. They got work to do, but a good start with one out. As Horgan will reach, only the second walk given up by Lyles today. That's paired with six strikeouts. And third time through the order, here's Jacoby McDonald.
And again, Horgan's the pitcher, but no courtesy runner. Laycock was standing at the top of the dugout waiting to go in, but they say no, leave him on.
McDonald 1-for-2, and first pitch swinging, and a pop-up on the infield behind second base. Barely onto the grass to make the catch is Sive, the second baseman. And just like the first out in the inning, resulting from one pitch.
And now we will have a courtesy runner coming in. It's not going to be Laycock. It's going to be coming in Carter Hansen, courtesy runner for Cale Horgan over at first base now.
So courtesy runner for Horgan at first. Hansen, as Jake mentioned, now two outs in the inning for Connor Bush. Thomas More Prep leading by three here in the top of inning number five. We got multiple games with baseball and softball across multiple MSC networks today. Thanks for hanging with us if you are listening on the Pulse. Breaking ball in there to Bush for strike number one. He has walked and scored in this game. He has also struck out. Courtesy runner Hansen at first. They throw over to it. And Hansen back in there safely. Again, running for Horgan, who reached on a walk. Lyle setting, belt level, not much of a kick. He'll deal. Fastball missing high and away for ball one.
Just trying to find a way to get on base, get Cannon Mitchell up here with a couple runners on. Mitchell's got all the RBIs so far in this ballgame, four of them Dogs.
And Lyles will set and deal, and another one out in front, and lining it down the left field line foul is Bush, and he is behind it. One ball and two strikes. Jake Spaulding alongside Brandon Tadman, Seth Hollison with you today. Rossville needing to rally in the later innings to advance to a championship game. Here's a 1-2 off speed, low and away. 2-2, here on Bush.
Good eyes there by Connor just to see that you could pick up the spin out of the pitcher's hand. It started middle of the plate. You knew where it was going. Able to lay off.
Would love to get an opportunity for Cannon Mitchell here with two outs. If Bush can be productive, and that pitch is low for ball three, gets away. And courtesy runner Hansen taking advantage. He's up to second.
So moving up on the wild pitch, you know, doesn't mean a whole lot if
Bush can't come through. It is now 3-2. Can Bush come through with a two-out knock? Help Rossville chip away. He cannot. Off speed, swung on and missed. Down he goes. And a huge celebration for Lyles off the mound. He knows the importance of getting that third out to end the threat. We go to the bottom of the fifth here on the Pulse. A 5-2 game. It's TMP over Rossville.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
Stock Growers State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Growers State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community close to home.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here on the Pulse, just getting going today. We got multiple games across our networks and another one coming later on here in Manhattan. But right now, joined alongside Jake Spaulding, Brandon Sammons, Seth Tollefson with you. Thomas More Prep 5, Rossville 2. Jake, we go to the bottom of inning number 5.
Yeah, we continue to see out there Horgan 4, Rossville on the bump. 75 pitches in this game, trying to get him to go as long as he can, but as Dinkle comes up for the third time today and this third time through the lineup, you're seeing TMP really chipping away at this. And Rossville, you really need a 3-up, 3-down here in this bottom half of the fifth.
One ball, no strikes here on Dinkle. Now he goes shallow right field, and it drops in for a hit. Just barely inside the foul line and just not much on it. And over the first baseman, Martinek, in front of the right fielder, Bush, and a leadoff single by Dinkle.
He's a catcher, so see if there's any courtesy runner action, but doesn't look to be the case. He will continue to run here for TMP, but Ballman coming up, and a ground ball double play opportunity here for Rossville. And again, you really want to get three up, three down here in this half inning, get those bats going in the top half of the sixth.
I've seen Dinkle today crush it north of 375 and then play the finesse game down the right field line and back-to-back ABs. First pitch here to Ballman is ball number one. He is 0-for-2 today. Just such a big spot in this game. You gotta keep, I feel like, TMP off the board going forward if you are Rossville. And that fastball missing away. Two balls, no strikes here on Ballman.
Yeah, you go back to the second inning, the only inning where TMP has not scored in this game. And that was five came to the plate in that second inning.
Big 2-0 pitch on the way, and it's ripped out into left field, and it falls in front of Horak for a base hit. Dinkle to second, a single for Ballman, and the Monarchs getting something going here early in the bottom of the fifth with that 3-run advantage.
We got a Coach Schwartz coming out of the dugout right now to go have a conversation. There was some activity in the right field bullpen in that top half of the fifth inning for Rossville. I couldn't tell who was warming up down there, but there was some activity.
And the ball has been taken by Swart, the head coach.
Looks like Connor Bush will be coming in.
So coming in from right field will be Connor Bush, and it was a shaky outing. Rossville again. Horgan will take the field. A pitching change here in MHK. 5-2 our score. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
2-1-A state baseball semifinal in Manhattan. Rossville going to the bullpen. Connor Bush now on the mound, taking the spot of Cale Horgan. His TMP now a three-run advantage, Jake, in the bottom of the fifth, and two on and nobody out.
No doubt about it, and this is a big spot for Connor Bush to come in. Coming in from right field, Cam Miller moves from center to right. McDonald goes from third to center, and Horgan goes from the mound to third base. But big, big opportunity here for TMP to blow this game open, and a big spot for Connor Bush to come in and try to shut the door.
He'll face Jacob Saab to lead it off, with Dinkle at second, Ballman at first, after back-to-back singles to begin this inning off Cale Horgan. So the first opportunity in relief for Connor Bush. Saab is reached today in one of his two at-bats. He was hit by a pitch. Get you the final stat line here for Cale's outing in a moment. But a bunt is going to be shown by Saab, and it's pulled back. Pitches away by Bush for ball number one. So Cale Horgan goes four innings, responsible for the two runners on base. Just couldn't quite find it. Five walks, one hit batter, one strikeout, eight hits, and five earned runs. At least that number at five right now, but as I mentioned, the two runners on responsible by Horgan. Now, Saab just jumping out in front here is Bush trying to find the strike zone.
Give you a little credit there, B-Tad. Those, you always say unofficial, those are official statistics you just gave.
I'm an incredible athlete, as the 2-0 is in there for a called strike, and that is a big pitch, at least to me.
Yeah. First strike thrown from Connor Bush, and then, again, as a pitcher, you got to see one go across, get called for a strike, get yourself a little comfortable.
5-2, TMP looking for more here in the fifth. Here's the pitch, and it runs inside and hits him. Now Dinkle goes to third, Ballman to second. Saab will take the free pass. Took a little shot to the back end the process, and the first batter Connor Bush faces, he gives it away to first base for free, and now the bases are loaded for Connor Bright, the senior right fielder.
Well, that's exactly what you're supposed to do as a pitcher. When a guy squares the bunt, you're supposed to throw it on the inside part of the plate. Bush just ran that in a little bit too tight for the hit-by-pitch.
So the bases are loaded with nobody out. Thomas Moore Prep trying to blow this game open. Bunt shown by Bright, and he tips it foul right in front of the catcher in Meyer.
Well, it worked for him last time, B-Tad. He got an infield single off of a bunt, but...
Well, at third base, Dinkle, certainly some good speed over there. Really, overall, this is a very athletic 1-9 TMP lineup, all a threat. Right now for Bush, out of the windup. On an 0-1 outside, ball one. A 5-2 game. Five runs, eight hits for TMP. Two runs, four hits for Rossville.
Still nobody out here, bottom half of the fifth inning.
And the bases are loaded. One ball, one strike. Out of the windup, Bush to Connor Bright. And it's a swing and a miss for strike two.
Good pitch there from Connor Bush. And again, he's got a real aggressive rock to him when he goes out of the windup.
You need a strikeout. You're Connor Bush. You would love nothing more. Now stepping out of the box and a reset here for Connor Bright. A Thomas Moore Prep team that have state championships 1981 and 1974. That pitch is in the dirt, ball number two. 2-2 now. Dinkle at third. Ballman at second. Saab, the runner at first for TMP. And a three-run lead in the bottom of the fifth. Winner moving on to a state championship game on Friday night. Connor Bush out of the windup in a 2-2. It is popped up right side, foul territory, but playable. Martinek over there to make the catch in front of the first base umpire. and that is a massive out number one, Jake Spaulding.
Massive is correct. Good play there by Martin. Good job by Connor Bush. Elevated that fastball on a 2-2 pitch. Maybe trying to get him to chase one, but he pops it up. Now the ground ball inning-ending double play is intact for the nine-hole hitter, Nash Dreiling.
Dreiling singled off a bunt in his last at-bat. Number nine in the order now for TMP. Opportunity with the bases loaded and one out. And he comes through, hits it out into center field. Right when I say it, Jacoby McDonald with the diving catch. And the throw is into home. Holy moly, what a catch for out number two. Stays a 5-2 game.
Great play by Jacoby McDonald, but the only thing that could have been better, he fired it home. Great diving effort, great grab. But had he thrown it to second base, it would have been a double up because moving up to third was Logan Ballman thinking that ball was dropping.
So and even myself, I hope Jacoby's pop not listening for the disrespect and the athleticism of his son, Jacoby, who made a sensational diving catch for out number two. And now stepping in, Ian Nels, who fouls away the first pitch for strike number one. But again, you still need one more out if you're Rossville.
Got to get one more out, but Connor Bush is doing what you're supposed to do. Throw strikes, let them put the ball in play, and trust your defense. Man, what a play by Jacoby McDonald. Full extension dive to get that second out.
Bases loaded, still with now two outs. The 0-1 here by Bush to Nels is low for ball one. Fourth time through the order here now officially for TMP. And Nels reaching in his last at-bat off an air. He has also struck out and lined out today. He bats from the left side. Connor Bush, the right-handed thrower. Here's a 1-1. Fastball missing high, ball two.
Still got to be cautious, careful. Bases are loaded.
And again, we're back at the top of the order, Jake, and you know what's looming over the next few ABs with Lyles, Grant Nels, Schmiedler, Dinkle. And this is the spot for Rossville to keep themselves in this game. Here's 2-1. Outside with the fastball. The umpire actually did the strike three call, but then corrected himself immediately knowing that it was just strike number two.
Yeah.
But
two balls, two strikes.
Two balls, two strikes, bases loaded for TMP with two outs here in the fifth, leading Rossville by three. Connor Bush gets the sign from Meyer. He'll kick, he'll fire. Low and outside. Count runs full.
The Dog fans were trying to implore with the umpire there to call that a strike. And now with three balls and two strikes, two outs, the bases loaded, the runners will be moving on the pitch.
A walk would score a run. A massive pitch incoming here from Connor Bush to Ian Nels. And a stoppage as Nels will back out of the box.
Rossville faithful are trying to get into this game here and encourage Connor Bush. This is a big pitch in this game.
Dinkle at third, Ballman at second, Sibe at first. And it's a ground ball to the right side. Graves at second, up and on to first in time. Thomas Moore prep. Loads the bases with nobody out, and Connor Bush in relief, setting him down with a pop-out, a line-out, and a ground-out. Dogs keeping themselves in it. We go to the sixth inning here on the Pulse. TMP 5 and Rossville 2.
Doug's Pharmacy on Main Street in Rossville cares about the community they serve. They offer 24-hour emergency service, delivery service, durable medical equipment, and can handle all your prescription needs. Doug's Pharmacy in Rossville, proud to support our local schools.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
Located just east of Rossville on Highway 24, Rossville Truck and Tractor offers a large inventory of new and used agriculture equipment and feature a full line of Case IH equipment and parts. Rossville Truck and Tractor, proud to support our local schools. Visit them today on Highway 24.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the Pulse. Jake Spaulding, Seth Tollefson, Brandon Tabba with you. Beautiful Toyton Family Stadium in Manhattan, Kansas. Home of the Kansas State Wildcats. Right now, today, it's the site of Kansas State High School Baseball and 2-1A semifinal here on the broadcast today. Well, Thomas More Prep leading Rossville, Jake, 5-2 as we go to the 6-1. Rossville running out of time. They got some work to do, but TMP had a chance to put that game away. They loaded the bases up with nobody out in the last half inning. Connor Bush in relief coming in and shutting the door, retiring 3 in a row.
Yeah, unbelievable job by Connor Bush in a tough spot. You trust your senior to be able to do that.
Cannon Mitchell leads it off here for Rossville, and a jumping catch by the third baseman, Grant Nels, on the line drive and wow. Saving extra bases. Out number one for Rossville in the sixth.
Hot shot from your hottest hitter, and if that is 2 inches higher up on that line, that's a two-bagger, no doubt, for Mitchell. Great play by Grant Nels at third.
That is the third time, Jake, in now 6 innings that the Rossville Bulldogs have started one pitch, one out. And now that brings up Cam Miller, takes one inside for a ball. He's 0-2 today. A strikeout and a lineout. 5 outs to spare on the offensive side for Rossville. They're down 3 to number one ranked CMP. Good pitch there by Lyles. He's been very solid today. 1 ball, 1 strike. Lyles, 7 strikeouts and 2 walks. The 1-1 right there in that corner. Called strike number 2 on Cam Miller.
Nice breaking pitch there from Lyles. And Miller now down in the count. Got to protect.
And the 1-2 by Lyles to Miller. And it's in there. Called strike 3. And the second time, Miller down on strikes. Quickly out number 2. Make it 8 Ks for Carson Lyles.
Man, he kind of had a rough start to this game, did Lyles, but he's really settled in as this game has progressed and looks like he could be an ace on many, many rosters. But when you got Schmiedler on your same team, a Kentucky commit, you're not going to be the ace, but he's a pretty good 1-2 punch.
Here's Cale Horrock taking one low for ball 1. Bases empty, 2 outs in the top of the 6th. Check swing down to 1st. And Horrock held, now 2-0. What a season it has been for Rossville. It's not over yet. We're running out of time here in the 6th. Fastball, a little bit low. 3 balls, no strikes. So Horrock, see if he holds the bat on the shoulder here, trying to get an opportunity to get on. And a 3-0 right down the middle, called strike number 1.
Winner will play Friday at 6:40 for a 2-1A state title. Loser of this game will play for 3rd tomorrow at 3:30 here in Manhattan.
And a swing and a miss on 3-1. Foul tip into the nets, or miss, I should say, of Dinkle, the catcher. So from 3-0 to 3-2 on Cale Horrock. Lyles trying to retire the Bulldogs in order here in the 6th. And a late swing and a foul off here. So Horrock at least one more opportunity at 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Cooper Meyer waiting on deck. Catcher for them Dogs, B-Tad, and he's got them shin guards on.
Here's a 3-2 pitch on the way, and it's ball 4, just barely high on an off-speed pitch. And had to have it as Horrock reaching. 3rd walk issued by Lyles today. And with 2 outs, it brings up sophomore catcher Cooper Meyer.
Take them shin guards off, young man, and get up here and get in a big spot. Dogs down by 3, 2 away here, top of the 6th inning. Runner at first, though, opportunity opening the door.
Cooper 0-2 today. He has popped out and struck out swinging. First pitch by Lyles, just a touch inside for ball number 1. Well, it's the first of 3 consecutive broadcasts for myself and Jake across our networks, including the Pulse here right now. Of course, we got another 2-1A semifinal, or the other 2-1A semi. That'll be on our sister station, 92.1 KMZA, following this one, Frankfort and Colgan. Right back here in the 3 o'clock hour for Silver Lake on 3A, and a base hit to left field. In the middle of my informational stuff regarding stakes, a 2-out base hit, and Jake coming up to the dish, Cole Graves representing the tying run here in the 6th.
Good job by Cooper Meyer, inside fastball right there, just turns on it. And able to rope it down the left field line. Runners now at 1st and 2nd with Kelton Laycock coming in to run at 1st base for Cooper Meyer.
Horrock at 2nd base, and Meyer now having Laycock courtesy run for him. Now Lyles working into a little two-out pickle here. The first pitch called strike to the freshman Graves. His biggest spot, biggest at bat for the freshman in his young high school career. Two on and a two out in the sixth inning, down three. Comes up empty on that swing, and he is working on it here, down 0-2.
Quickly down in the count. You got to protect again. Shorten up your step, shorten your swing, get the hands through.
Lyle sets at the belt, looking back at second, and an 0-2. Ooh, just missed on the outer edge. There was a chance that could have been a ring up there, but better eye there for Graves, now 1-2.
The entire Monarch coaching staff was on the step of the dugout, ready to run out.
Lyle sets, looking back to Horak at second base, and there's a swing and a miss by Graves, and down he goes for out number three. 9 strikeouts for Carson Lyles. We go to the bottom of the sixth here on the Pulse. Thomas More Prep leading Rossville. Our score is 5-2.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball back to it here in Manhattan. We're coming down the home stretch of this semifinal game. Rossville trailing Thomas More Prep. Our score is 5-2. We got Jake, Seth, Brandon all with you. Now, certainly for Connor Bush, he came on in a very difficult situation in relief last inning, Jake. Bases loaded for TMP, nobody out, and he holds the Monarchs scoreless. He's got to do it again here in the sixth.
Yeah, facing 2-3-4, it's Lyles, Nels, and Schmiedler. If anybody gets on the two-run bomb earlier in the game from Caden Dinkle. So a tough part of the lineup for TMP, but if you're Bush, you got to make sure you keep him at bay with just a three-run lead.
Well, Carson Lyles, of course, at the bat right now and takes one in there for a strike call on the outer edge. So it's 1-1. Lyles today 1-3. Single and a run scored back in the first inning. And Bush out of the windup here and delivers. Fouled straight back. 1-2, Carson Lyles, the senior pitcher.
Breaking ball.
Thomas More Prep.
Breaking ball that time beats out from Connor Bush, and Lyles was ready for it. Fouled it straight back.
Open on that right side stance. Senior Carson Lyles, a 1-2 on the way by Bush, and this one's hit out towards left field. Playing it is Horak. He does not take a step anywhere. He couldn't have played it more perfectly, Jake. A routine fly out there for out number one.
Yeah, good job there. Good pitching there from Connor Bush, and this is the tough part of the lineup. Defensively, again, just as a reminder, Horgan at third, Mitchell at short, Graves second, Martinek at first. Horak at left, as we just mentioned, and McDonald moved from third to center, and Cam Miller now in right. The battery mate for Bush, Mr. Meyer.
Here's Grant Nels. First pitch from Connor Bush, a little bit outside for ball one. Nels has reached in all three of his at-bats today, all three via the walk against Horgan. He has also scored a run, the 1-0. Called strike.
Yeah, Nels did not agree with that one. He's got some swagger about him. He's made some great plays at third base, and right there he looked at the umpire and shook his head no.
The umpire says yes. And the 1-1 outside, 2-1. Now, Rossville again, they're going to have one more opportunity. Best case scenario, they'll enter the seventh down three. It is 5-2. 5 runs, 8 hits for the Monarchs, 2-5 for Rossville. Bush goes outside with that one, missing the edge, and now 3-1, 2 to the sophomore, Grant Nels.
mentioned a lot of rock with that fire for Bush when he's in his windup. He's seen his body lean heavily to the left, a lot of outside pitches as a result.
And a 3-1 taken all the way, and it's a little bit low, ball four. So Connor came in relief last inning, retired the first four he saw, but the first pass he has given up, it's a walk with one out to Grant Nels.
And that brings up
Schmiedler.
Big time bat from the left side. Mr. Schmiedler, ties. Mentioned it multiple times, B-Tech. Going to the SEC in a couple of years, playing for University of Kentucky.
So the runner at first, Grant Nels. Here is Schmiedler. First pitch low and outside for ball one. He has two RBIs in this game. He entered the state tournament with 44 runs driven in, including the 8 home runs. And that triple he hit, Jake, back in the third was, yeah, mere feet away from a home run. And now there's a stolen base as Grant Nels, good athleticism. Myers throw a little bit wide of the target, and Nels into scoring position with one out.
And that was an important stolen base if you're TMP, because now the double play, ground ball double play, is no longer in effect.
Monday we saw an Arkansas commit for Girard, and here's Schmiedler for TMP, a Kentucky commit, and a 2-0, and it runs inside and hits him.
Kind of looked like he was trying to get out of the way, but as a result, when he twisted like that, almost looked like his right arm went across the plate to wear it, and that's what you're seeing the Rossville coaching staff make a comment about, that he kind of leaned into that pitch. Umpire disagrees, and runners at first and second now with one away.
So two on and one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning for Thomas More Prep, a team that went 20-1 this season against 2-1A opponents. And they started at 20-0. They have won 8 straight since the lone loss. Here's the pitch by Bush, and it's hit out into right field, and it drops in for a base hit in front of Miller. Rounding second is Grant Nels. The throw is late, not in time, and a big RBI knock. Key insurance here for the Monarchs in the bottom of the sixth inning.
Yep, big time single there to the right side of the field by Caden Dinkle, and the speed of Grant Nels from second base. Coach was sending him Aaron Bright the entire time, and Cam Miller's throw from right field, was off target. And that extra insurance run we've talked about the last couple of innings comes across for TMP.
Dinkle has 3 RBIs today, and it's a 6-2 Monarchs advantage in the bottom of the sixth inning. Still only one out, 2 on. And the first pitch here to Ballman is a little bit low for ball one.
Well, we will know that there's no softball in 3A state championship game in the Big East as Jeff West falls to southeast of Saline by a final 2-1.
He's still got Silver Lake.
You're right, right.
Still got Silver Lake.
I meant there's no Big East matchup between Lake and Jeff West.
All right, here's a swing by Ballman. He flies it out towards center. Jacoby McDonald makes the catch and quickly gets it back in to keep the runners at first and second for out number 2. So Ballman retired, fly out to center, 2 outs. Ballman now 1-for-3 in this game, and it's up now to the junior, Jacob Seib.
Yeah, you mentioned
S-E-I-B.
Yeah,
Seib.
Different way of saying how it's spelled, right? But I'll tell you that you Silver Lake Eagle fans maybe that are listening in, they will be on 103.9 FM. First pitch coming up in about 20 minutes for 3A softball there. We'll have the Eagle boys a little bit later on this afternoon around 3:30.
I'll be right here on the Pulse. Pitch up and in. First one delivered to side for ball one. So you still got Schmiedler at second base. Dinkle the runner at first. Those two have really led the offensive charge from that 3-4 spot in the order for TMP here today.
Well, they're showing why they're the number one team in the state and why they only have one loss on the year.
Here's a high fly ball down the right field line, drifting towards the grandstands, and down it goes, rattling up amongst the patrons for strike number one. So again, now at minimum, Rossville going to need 4 in the top of the seventh inning.
Yeah, they got 8-9-1 due up in the top half of this next inning. In their last 3 outs, they will play one more game no matter what.
And a ground ball to the left side, just barely foul. Nice backhand there for Horgan at third, but wouldn't have an opportunity to make a play.
It's always tough. You think about it when the state basketball tournament, you know, you lose the semifinal basketball game. You got to come back and play a third place game. A lot of conversation over the years of, does it matter? Why do you still play? Man, you still get to come home with some hardware, potentially, if you can win that third place game.
One ball, two strikes, the count here on side. Two on and two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Thomas More Prep adding to their lead, now 6-2 over Rossville. Here's the pitch by Bush, a little bit high for ball two.
Good place to miss there by Bush. See if you can get Sive to chase one out of the zone.
Sive's been hit twice today, by the way.
Get that young man some ice.
Hit that young man some ice, indeed. Can he come through with two outs? 2-2 by Bush. Goes off speed, and it's popped up on the right side of the infield. Second baseman Graves under it to secure it, and that retires the side. But key insurance here in this bottom of the sixth for Thomas More Prep as they get an RBI from Caden Dinkle. We go to the top of the seventh. It's down to this. Rossville down 4. 6-2 TMP here on the Pulse.
Most internet is just internet, but ours is Giant. Giant pandas are known for their big appetite. Your internet has one too. Streaming, gaming, working, scrolling. Get speeds up to 2 gig built for everything your household does online. And right now when you sign up, you'll get 2 months free. Want mobile too? Add nationwide mobile service and get 2 months free of that as well. Don't settle for average. Go big or go Giant. Sign up today at giantcom.net.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, for the Rossville baseball season, it all comes down to this. State semifinal here in Manhattan. We go to the seventh. Jake Spaulding, it is 8-9-1. Martinek, Horgan, and McDonald. And a lot of work to do here for the Dogs. Season on the line, trailing number one ranked Thomas More Prep, 6-2.
Trying to get back to the state championship game for first time in quite some time, but it's going to take a tall task here for the Dogs.
And again, first pitch swinging by Martinek, and he pops it up to the right side of the infield. Second baseman Sive, routine on the catch. For the 7 innings here today, Jake, one pitch, one out to begin the frame for Rossville.
Yep.
That makes the life of Carson Lyles on the bump a little more simple.
Only 85 pitches in this game through 6 1/3 innings for Mr. Lyles, so, yeah, makes it easier on him.
But now it's down to just two outs. And a first pitch called strike to Cale Horgan, who has reached in one of his two at-bats today via the walk. He is also struck out. But Lyles today trying to go the distance. A dominant display for number one-ranked TMP. Next pitch inside, one ball, one strike. We've got 9 strikeouts, 3 walks. Just 5 hits allowed. The Dogs here today. And a Rossville team entering state at about 10 runs of contest, but the offense held in check by Carson Lyles and TMP. Here's a 2-1 on the way to Cale Horgan. Bender in there for a called strike.
Yeah, Lyles has done a really good job with his off-speed deliveries here today and keeping the batter's balance off. Not one time have I seen a day where they've stayed balanced on those breaking pitches.
Here's a 2-2 to Horgan. It's inside and barely missed. 3 balls and 2 strikes with Jacoby McDonald in the on-deck circle. Rossville trailing it 6-2 in the top of the seventh. Bases empty, 1 out, season on the line. And the pitch. Low and outside, ball 4. Okay. Now here you go, Jake.
Yep.
1 out base runner. And we get the meaty part of the order, starting with number one at the top, Jacoby McDonald.
And this is what you want to see if you're Coach Schwartz. You got a base runner on base now. You got speed of McDonald at the box, and so a ground ball double play, not likely here in this situation.
So 1 on and 1 out here in the seventh. Here is McDonald. Takes the first pitch fastball, inner edge for a called strike. His exit from the box makes me believe he did not agree.
Didn't like that call, but down on the count, 0-1.
A tremendous multi-sport athlete, Jacoby McDonald. And he takes a hack at this one, and he pops it up on the right side of the infield. And Saib again, a routine catch. Out number two, and it's up to Connor Bush.
Back-to-back at-bats for McDonald, where he just gets jammed on an inside fastball and pops it up to the second baseman. The semifinal game coming down to Mr. Connor Bush. Just came in relief and pitched well for Rossville, but down four, trying to keep this game going.
He has walked and scored. His other two at-bats resulted in strikeouts against Lyles. First pitch missing away for ball one. Well, what a season it's been for Rossville. Not done yet, but it's down to one out. You have got to get the line moving here down four. There's a called strike there. Good pitch by Lyles, and it's 1-1.
Again, the loser of this game will take on the loser of Colgan and Frankfort, which is the next game up. Winner will play for a state title on Friday.
That starts time for the championship Friday night here at 6:40. Here's a stolen base attempt. Here's the game on the line, and beating the throw barely was Horgan.
I thought
that might have been it. But the inning continues. Two balls, one strike here on Bush. Runner at second base, two out. Dogs down four. I think Lyles has not much of a concern for the runner at second base at this point. Here's a 2-1 to Mr. Connor Bush, and he fouls it away. And it's down to one strike. Jake Spaulding, two balls and two strikes.
Yeah, trying to get the line continued to Mr. Cannon Mitchell.
Boy, Mitchell would love to have at least one more at bat in his high school career. Two balls, two strikes. TMP fans on their feet. Runner at second base. Here's the pitch. Outside. Count runs full. Tried to get Bush to chase the off speed. Connor says no thank you. Three balls, two strikes here in the top of the seventh inning. Horgan, the runner at second. Dogs down four. Here's a 3-2. In the dirt, ball four. And it gets to Cannon Mitchell. Two on and two outs. Still need more, but still survive in advance for Rossville.
Time going to be called here as head coach Aaron Bright goes out to have a conversation with Lyles. And
well, back-to-back walks this inning, and now five walks issued today by Lyles, again paired with the nine strikeouts. Coach slapping him on the chest saying, hey, man, we're good. We're up four, two on, two out. He says, get one more. It's all we need. But this is a hard one to get. Cannon Mitchell, one of the best in the state, multi-time All-State honoree.
Only time he's been out today.
Certainly the best player in the Big East, if you think about it.
Yeah, no doubt. Only time he got out today was a hot shot to the third baseman, and Grant Nels made a phenomenal play to stab at.
Outside of that, two hits and two RBIs today for Mitchell. First pitch swinging, and out it goes to shallow center field. Schmiedler, the Kentucky commit, makes the catch, and the game is over. So that'll do it for Rossville and their opportunity for a state championship appearance. They fall in the semifinals. So number one ranked and top seed Thomas More Prep. Final score here today is 6-2. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on 96.9 The Pulse.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Are you living in chronic pain? Pain in your back, joints, or nerves can make everyday life difficult, but you don't have to live with it. At Community Healthcare System, our pain management program focuses on finding the source of your pain and creating a personalized treatment plan to help you move, feel, and live better. Our experienced medical team works with you to manage pain, improve function, and help you get back to the activities you enjoy. Don't let pain control your life. Talk to your provider today about the pain management program at Community Healthcare System. Visit online at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, caring for our community. Close to home.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Laborsa Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless, but the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Bucati Companies in Rossville is here to protect your quality of life. They provide products and services to individuals and families that help build and protect their health and financial security throughout all stages of life. Bucati Companies can assist in a variety of ways, whether it be helping with employee benefits, HR consulting and training, property and casualty insurance, benefit administration, payroll and accounting, to even helping with compliance. They do all of this with a proven track record of service, knowledge, teamwork, and integrity. Bucati Companies in Rossville, expertise you experience.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the Pulse as our coverage continues in Manhattan, Kansas. Jake Spaulding, Seth Tollison, Brandon Tammet with you. Well, the Rossville season will continue tomorrow and an opportunity for a third place finish here at State Baseball in Class 2-1A. Kind of the buzzsaw that they ran into, Jake, today with the number one ranked team in the state, Thomas More Prep, 6-2 the final score. Just kind of the initial thoughts as Rossville's 15-game winning streak snapped here in the semi.
Yeah, no doubt. It was a good team in TMP, no doubt. They have been on a tear all year long, and you understand why when you took this game in here today. Rossville gets on the board to start this game. A great single by McDonald to get the game started. He swiped second, and then just everything, you know, was going the way you expect for the Rossville Dogs. But the minute that you saw TMP step into the batter's box, you knew there is a reason why they're hitting over 400 as a team this season. And give a lot of credit to Mr. Lyles on the bump today. That was an efficient day, under 90 pitches today for him in a complete game. Gave up just a few hits to Rossville, those two earned runs. But other than that, a really good day on the bump for Lyles. The Dogs will have to bounce back. They're going to play either St. Mary's Colgan, Pitt Colgan, or Frankfort in the third place game tomorrow right here at Twinton Family Stadium at 3:30. So I'll have to have a quick bounce back, but there's nothing to be, you know, dip your head about of taking third place in the state tournament.
Right. No, not at all. And of course it was obviously a opportunity as Rossville was looking for their second state championship in school history and what is their 19th appearance overall. But again, you look at the TMP lineup. Again, we don't have a ton of time here as we wrap things up. We got to switch over to 92.1 KMZA here in just a moment as we'll have that next semifinal with Colgan and Frankfort. As we mentioned, of course, a couple of times, we'll be right back here on the Pulse around 3:15 for Silver Lake in Class 3A. But again, both teams scoring a run in the first. Cannon Mitchell, an RBI single, getting Rossville on the board, scoring Jacoby McDonald, and then responding TMP in that first inning, RBI ground out by Schmiedler. But really the game kind of flipped in that third inning with Schmiedler and Dinkle on back-to-back extra base knocks with Ty Schmiedler again, Kentucky commit. It started with an RBI triple mere feet away from a homer down that right field line, and then following him up, Caden Dinkle, that no doubt two-run shot to left, just left of that 375 sign here at Toynton Family Stadium. At that point, it was 4-2-2. Again, Rossville did take the lead at one point at 2-1, but at that point, 4-2, Lyles was kind of settling in and just a little bit deep of a hole for the Bulldogs to get out of here late.
Yeah, again, you got to give a lot of credit to Lyles. Great defense behind him as well. How many times did we say the name of Grant Nels at third base, making some great plays over there in the hot corner, robbing Cannon Mitchell of a hit, robbing Horgan from a hit as well back in the third inning. So there's just opportunities that were there for Rossville, but great pitching and great defense, you know. And, you know, officially there was one error on TMP. It was a pickoff move that kind of got, you know, away, a little bit of a throwing error that allowed a runner to move up. But clean baseball is what we saw, and that was a great part of what TMP does. They were able to get to the championship game on Friday, and Schmiedler will be available for them to pitch in that title game as a result of him staying under 70 pitches in the quarterfinal game on Monday. But you can't take anything away from TMP, but you can't give say that the Dogs didn't have a fight in them. They were putting the ball in play. They did strike out 9 times, though, in this contest. Lyles finishing with 9 strikeouts today, and that's, again, under 90 pitches, 9 strikeouts, just 4 hits allowed. That is an effective start.
Yeah, an impressive day for Carson Lyles indeed, as Rossville's season comes up one game shy of a championship berth. They will play for third place tomorrow here in Manhattan with that start time at 3:30, as it'll be the loser of Colgan and Frankfurt, and of course the winner moving on to take on at Thomas More Prep in that title game on Friday night. All right, we got to switch it over to our sister station, 92.1 KMZA, as we will have the Colgan and Frankfurt matchup coming up here in about 25 minutes or so there. And then following that, we're right back here on the Pulse around 3:15 or so for 3A semifinal action as Silver Lake will take on Russell. Is that right?
Yeah, Russell,
okay.
Victoria. Yep,
okay.
You got it.
Sorry, I hadn't had my sheet pulled out. A lot of teams have been mustering through this week, but I was right. It is Russell and Silver Lake. All right, let's get you out of here. We'll get over to 92-1. Final tallies in this one. Again, the 9th consecutive win for Thomas More Prep, now 29-1 onto the championship here this weekend. They finished today's game 6 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They left 9 on base. Winning pitcher in the game was Carson Lyles. It's a complete game. 2 runs allowed, 5 hits. He did walk 5, but finishing with 9 strikeouts in the game. Cale Horgan, he takes the loss. 4 innings, 8 hits, 5 runs allowed. He walked 4 and struck out 1. As Rossville in this game had 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors. It left 7 on base. Highlights for the Dogs: Cannon Mitchell, 2 hits and 2 RBIs. Cale Horgan reached twice. McDonald, a single and a run scored. For Seth Tollefson, Jake Spaulding, I'm Brandon Tam. We'll talk to you in the 3 o'clock hour right back here on the Pulse, but switch it over to 92.1 KMZA. We're coming up on Colgan and Frankfurt here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.